Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Elmont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged, cheered, and comforted in these evil and perilous times. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. What will this gospel reveal of you? The preaching of free justification does not make antinomians, but it will reveal them. These who would go on in their sin in disregard to God's plain commands sometimes make appeal to the freeness of God's grace. They use grace to excuse their course of sin and disobedience. But had they not heard the gospel of grace, these individuals would have used something else to excuse their godless conduct. Believers in grace do not continue in sin that grace might abound. It is not grace, but sin which is the cause. What will this gospel reveal of you? That was from Preacher Gary Shepherd of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, located in Jacksonville, North Carolina, USA. A reading from Psalm 13, verses 3 through 6. Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Hallelujah. God will remember our sins no more. My memory is often a very troublesome thing to me. I remember my sins and shortcomings when I think of times that the reality of my sinfulness, even though I am saved by God's grace, when my inner sins of the flesh seem to rise like cream to the top and expose me not only to myself but to others. These are times when I am made especially aware that I need God's grace in Christ at all times. I pray with the psalmist, O remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us, and purge away our sins, for thy name's sake. Psalm 79, verses 8 through 9. Amen. God's answer to this prayer is the only comfort a true believer can have, and it comes in God's grace to forgive us our sins in and by the Lord Jesus Christ. God says to his people, For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. That was from Hebrews 8:12. What a precious promise. And how can a holy and just God not remember our sins, which we are all too often cannot forget? It is through the precious blood of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to earth as our surety, our substitute, our Redeemer, to purge away our sins by His obedience unto death on the cross. So, when we are plagued with the memory of our sins, the answer is to look to Christ and realize that God will not impute our sins to us. excuse me, and he will not keep them on record to bring them against us when we stand before him. We have Christ's blood, which has washed our sins away, and his righteousness to justify us completely. That was from preacher Bill Parker of Eager Avenue Grace Church, located in Albany, Georgia, USA. Nothing in us. There is nothing in us or done by us that we can plead before the Lord for his blessing. We, in the matter of our justification before God, renounce everything but the person, blood, and righteousness of Christ. So, in our approaches to the majesty of heaven, we must renounce everything but the name, the blood, and the righteousness of Jesus, who for our comfort said in John 16:23, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." Hallelujah. We come before God and look to ourselves. We tremble and wonder the Lord does not cut us down as cucumbers of the ground. When by living faith we are enabled to look to Christ, we feel something of that humble boldness Paul speaks of. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter in the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh." Hebrews 10, verses 19 through 20. "This new and living way, which is Christ and him crucified, is the only ground upon which we can plead the promises of God and look to him for blessing. And Christ and him crucified is the only ground upon which a just and holy God can meet and bless such guilty sinners as we are. For in Christ, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other." Praise God. That was from old-time preacher John Kershaw. He preached that in the year of our Lord, 1834. Job 25:4. "How then can a man be righteous before God?" Knowing the right answer is good, but even more fundamental importance is knowing the right question. This is especially true in matters pertaining to God. Fleshly religion occupies itself with matters pertaining to this world, but the gospel of Christ gets to the heart of all issues by dealing with the essential issue. How can a man be righteous before God? There is no value in addressing any other issue until that issue is settled. May God grant that today, as we gather for worship, this question occupies our hearts and minds. How can I, a sinful person, be considered righteous in the sight of a God who, from Exodus 34:7, says, "will by no means clear the guilty"? And that was from preacher Joe Terrell of Grace Community Church, located in Rock Valley, Iowa, USA. "The same man who said, 'I be nothing,'" in 2 Corinthians 12:11, "also said, 'Christ is all,'" Colossians 3:11. Every true child of God enters into what the apostle said and totally agrees. "I am the chief sinner. He is the chief shepherd and savior of sinners. I am vile and wicked. He is holy and just. I am absolute weakness. He is infinite strength. I must decrease. He must increase. I am worthless vanity. He is unsearchable riches. I deserve wrath. He deserves honor. I deserve death. He deserves glory. I am nothing, and Christ is all. But do you know what the glory of the gospel is? He traded places with me." That was from preacher Gabe Stolliker of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located in Kingsport, Tennessee, USA. Our God has one standard to which he holds all men. His holy nature will not allow him to make any exceptions. There will be no appeals allowed for his righteous judgment. We must be found in Christ, the perfect man, as we read about in Psalm 37, verse 37. We must be found in Christ, or we will be found wanting, having fallen short of his glory. The clearest evidence of this is the cross. When Christ Jesus, God's darling Son, was made sin, the Father could show no mercy. He could make no exceptions. His holiness required death. The full fury of his wrath must be poured out. The sword of his justice must be wet. Here is the sinner's hope. The fire of God's wrath has been quenched. It consumed the sacrifice, and the sacrifice consumed it. That was from preacher Greg Elmquist of Grace Gospel Church, located in Orlando, Florida, USA. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek the Lord Jesus Christ while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw today multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tsidkenu. Bless the name, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, HaKadosh Yisrael. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to the following website, wwcr.com, and get their physical mailing address to send donations. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. There are hundreds of millions of poor folks that don't have modern devices, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to this gospel message. I greatly appreciate those that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you are from and what life is like where you live. I look forward to writing you back. And again, that email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends, our mighty and glorious King of Kings, Lord of Lords, King of Saints, and King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha.